This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. When Jim Baker stepped down after 30 years with the state police in 2009, he forged a new career. He's become the guy state and local officials call when they've got a high-profile problem, like in 2010 when the State Police Academy was in turmoil, or 2012 when Rutland's police department was in crisis. Now Jim Baker is heading up the Department of Corrections. That's a tough assignment under normal circumstances, but COVID-19 added new challenges. The hot seat is nothing new for the Arlington resident, but as VPR's Nina Keck reports, dealing with this latest crisis comes while the 64-year-old Jim Baker has been juggling a personal crisis as well.
Jim Baker's office in Arlington is filled with police awards and photos, mostly of men in uniform. Baker doesn't wear one of those anymore. And with his stylish glasses, plaid shirt, and light blue sweater, he looks more like a preppy accountant than a former state police commander. But he says there was never any doubt what he wanted to do with his life.
Since I was a kid, maybe going back to fifth, sixth grade, I wanted to go into law enforcement. Never changed.
And more than 50 years later, he's still trying to get better at it.
One of the books that sits over here is Leading During Conflict. And in that book, it talks about you have to be present and you have to be awake. And it just isn't enough to come to work every day. You have to be awake and paying attention to everything inside an agency.
That book he's pointing to is by former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. It's called Call Sign Chaos. And to me, it seems like a good metaphor for Jim Baker. When he took over the Corrections Department in January, the agency was coming under fire over allegations of drug abuse and sexual misconduct among staff at Vermont's only prison for women. Then COVID-19 hit.
We're running an incident command system with people in different parts of the state communicating two and three times a day through Zoom. It's calmed down a little bit over the last couple weeks, but at the height of like when the inmates tested it at St. Albans, that was a very stressful time.
Stressful not only because Baker was dealing with a public health crisis, but he was grappling with a personal one as well. In late 2017, doctors found a cancerous tumor on his kidney that had spread to his lungs. It was bad.
My life changed quickly, very quickly.
For more than 2 years, he traveled to New York City every 3 weeks for experimental treatment, first chemo and then immune-boosting therapy. Because of COVID-19, Baker's been getting his monthly infusions in Rutland and works around them.
So on Wednesday, from the chair getting my infusion, testified at Senate Judiciary on corrections. So I didn't Zoom in because I didn't want people seeing me sitting there in a sweatshirt, a pair of jeans with an IV hanging out of my arm. But I did testify.
His health took a nosedive in January when he had a bad reaction to one of those treatments. But today, sitting in his office, he looks good. A little heavier than he'd like. Weight gain has been a side effect of the treatments, he tells me. But his cancer has been contained, and according to his doctor, it's shrinking. That doctor, a highly regarded specialist in New York City, is part of the reason Baker agreed to take on the corrections job in the first place, a decision he admits his wife, Kim, wasn't thrilled about.
You know, if somebody needs your talents, and in my situation, somebody gave me a chance to live who has a talent that could easily say, no, I don't want to see you as a patient because I have enough patients, but took me on, saved my life. And I just feel like when you're put in that position, you've got to give back.
It's one thing to give back, but something else entirely to take on jobs again and again that most people, frankly, would run from. Like in 2012, when Baker was asked to straighten out the Rutland City Police Department. The city's heroin problem was exploding, and officers had been accused of racism, pornography, and other misconduct.
You know, obviously you walked in there, it was a very tough situation. Even folks that I knew were not happy to see me.
Before that, in 2010, then-Governor Jim Douglas had called on Baker to fix things at the Vermont State Police Academy. At the time, an instructor was being investigated for child pornography. 10 years later, state leaders called on Baker to take on corrections while he's fighting cancer.
I told him not to do it.
This is Chris Louris, the former mayor of Rutland and a close friend of Baker.
And Baker willingly enters those shit storms because Jim Baker is the consummate public servant.
Not everyone feels so warmly toward Baker. Critics have called him arrogant, and he's been named in multiple lawsuits over the years. More recently, he's come under fire for access to hand sanitizer and virus testing protocols within the state's prisons. So I'm curious why someone who retired more than a decade ago with a full state pension would want to spend his golden years in such stressful jobs. And now he tells me it's not about the money.
The only way I can explain it, Knight, is the way I've explained it to people before. This is the way I roll.
Baker grew up in a big Irish Catholic family, just over the border in Hoosick Falls, New York. Both his parents were high school dropouts, he tells me, but they worked hard. His dad especially had a big influence. Baker remembers this powerful storm when he was a kid.
Trees were down and people were without power. And I remember my dad running out and getting into the back of a pickup truck with a bunch of other volunteers, clearing the roads, and it always made an impression on me.
Baker says his dad was on the local rescue squad, the village board, and in the National Guard, and relationships mattered. I remember the first time I interviewed Baker in 2010 at the Vermont State Police Academy. As we walked to his office, he introduced me to every single staff person we passed, including one of the cleaners. Baker says that's something he learned from his grandmother.
She just taught me that people matter. And I went into the people business, right? I mean, law enforcement is a people business.
He says people used to laugh at him in the state police because he carried around a three-ring binder with a photo of every employee.
And I would make notes in there about, you know, hey, here's Nina Keck. She's a trooper in Rutland. You know, she's married. She's got two kids. Her daughter's name's Maria, whatever the case may be.
Because Baker says if you don't know your staff, really understand what they're about,
you can't possibly get them to do what you need them to do as a leader.
He points to a closet in his Arlington office where he keeps the various binders and notebooks he's used over the years.
They're right in here in a box right in there.
Baker says he's been going through his mementos more, keeping what's important, tossing what's not, reassessing his long career. This latest job at Corrections, he thinks it'll be his last as a high-profile fixer. Initially, Baker says he only expected to head up Corrections through April, but he didn't want to leave during the COVID crisis. Now, he's not sure how long he'll stay. He worries about his health, and he wants to spend more time with his wife, Kim. They were high school sweethearts, he says, smiling, and time with her and his family has become more precious. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.